Think Like a Millionaire, Module 6, Expect More, with Dr. Steve G. Jones. Welcome back. Welcome to the module that's going to teach you how to reach in and pull out more of you. And that's what you're going to need. Now, you already have everything you need. You already have the potential. You probably have most, if not all, of the knowledge that you need. You even have the drive. But sometimes a switch needs to be flipped on. You need to turn that drive on and you need to keep it on. Millionaire minds, people who have a mindset of a millionaire, they develop strong expectations about achievement. You know, a person who's not oriented toward being a millionaire might believe that they're only capable of so much. They might think, well, this is my possibility and beyond that, I don't know. But people who are of a millionaire mindset, well, they refrain from limiting their potential and instead they expect ongoing abundance, endless abundance. Now, I used to be of that mindset where I wasn't really focused on being a millionaire. In fact, I can honestly say that I've never really focused on being a millionaire, but there was a time when I wasn't focused on the things that would allow me to become a millionaire. I was focused on just living my life, on just doing things. Then I realized I've got to step it up. I've got to do things at a very high, very professional level, and I've got to do them consistently like that if I want to produce results that are really going to reach out to people. If I want people telling other people about my programs, I've got to create programs that are worth talking about. And in order to do that, I've got to be focused, and I've got to be in it, and I have got to open up my mind to the possibility of letting go of limitations. People who are oriented like a millionaire, thinking like a millionaire, believe that they have the ability to become as wealthy as they want to be. Now, for me personally, that means I believe I have the ability to help as many people as I want to help, because for me, that's what leads to money. Now, keep in mind, for me, money is not the focus, and money doesn't have to be the focus for you either. It can be helping people or being better at your job, being better at your career, looking for your passion. That can drive you. And I suggest that because if you just focus on money, if you just focus on going out and getting money, well, you're going to find a way to do it. But how are you going to sustain that? Because it's not something that you're following with your passion. Money for the sake of money, well, first of all, that's a little boring. Second of all, it really doesn't say anything. It's sort of like when my parents suggested that I major in business. My dad suggested that. Major in business, minor in computers, because back in the 80s when I started college, computers was a minor. It wasn't as clearly defined as it is now. It's just business and computers. I thought, that's interesting, but what business? Whose business? Whose business would I be running? I don't think so. So instead, I majored in psychology because that was the closest thing they had to hypnotherapy, which is what I really wanted to major in. But in mainstream education, they don't have hypnotherapy as a major. There's not a doctorate in hypnotherapy in any mainstream educational program. So I focused on psychology, and then in graduate school, I focused on education since I was mainly teaching what I knew at that point to others, to the next generation. So there's always been this focus on how I can give back, how I can help people more and more. But it wasn't always at the highest level. When I initially became an adult and started getting out in the world, it was survival mode. I wanted to do what I had to do to survive. Oh my goodness, I'm not in my parents' home anymore. What am I going to do? I've got these bills to pay. How am I going to make that happen? Eventually, I started realizing that quality results come from quality work. And the higher the quality, the better the results. And also, if you do something the right way the first time, you don't have to do it over and over again. If you do something half-heartedly, as we talked about in the last module, well, what that's going to lead to is you having to do it again, or it not producing the results that you want, because no one wants something that's produced half-heartedly. Think about your favorite songs. How are they produced? Probably not half-heartedly. They're probably well-produced at a quality recording studio. That's what gives them that crisp sound that you want. Any movie that you like, probably well put together, not just thrown together. So quality production leads to quality results, which leads to people being interested in it, which leads to your bottom line being enhanced, your wealth increasing. So people who are not oriented like a millionaire believe that they can only get so rich. They have limits, and a lot of that is because they put limits on what they do and how well they do it. So let go of focusing on your income but focus on how you can do whatever it is you do to the best of your ability. This is going to grow your net worth as a whole, not just your bank net worth, not just your investment net worth, but the net worth which comes in terms of how people perceive you, because that's currency as well. If you have a good reputation, you can take that to the bank. You can take your good reputation for paying your bills on time down to the bank and get a loan based on your good reputation as reported through the credit bureaus. So your reputation has a lot to do with your worth, with how people value you. Doesn't mean it makes you a better person. Doesn't mean it makes you any better than someone who doesn't have a lot of money. It just means that it relates to how people value you. They will actually put a number on your worth based on how creditworthy you are, for example. Well, people do that all the time based on the quality of things that you produce. So the more you think about ways to grow your net worth, what you do a little better than you did it yesterday, and tomorrow doing it better than today, then the more you're going to find that your income actually increases, and the less you'll have to worry about what you make every week or every month. Because you'll realize that you can build exponentially on what you have, and this is going to open up your possibilities to making even more by doing more, by being more of who you are, by doing what you love to do at a much higher level. I remember a few years back, I had a line of recordings that I had produced in Los Angeles, and I was thinking, I should redo those, because there were some things about them that I thought could be done better. And so rather than just redoing them, I thought, well, I can redo them. The titles that I have, I can re-record those titles. I can also make them longer, meaning more elaborate. I can also put different musical backgrounds behind them. I can also vary the introductions and the endings. I can also add to that list by creating products that people want that I don't have on that list. I can also create different versions of those products. So I created different versions such as platinum and gold and diamond. I realized this could be a much bigger project than I initially thought it would be. What I didn't realize at the time was how this would enhance my bottom line, of how this would enhance my profits. I didn't realize that even though my goal was to just do things that I thought would help people, I didn't realize how much that would enhance my financial situation. And then I found out, and I'm able to share that with you, that if you go into something with the intention of doing it to the best of your ability, making the most out of your time, and being as thorough as possible, you're going to find that it pays off for a long time to come. So once you embrace this concept of expecting more of yourself, of giving back, of finding ways to help people on the biggest possible scale that you can think of, you're going to find that your financial situation improves. On the other hand, if you place expectations that are low, you're going to find that you get just what you are after. You get low returns. If you expect to make only so much money, then you're going to most likely stop once you get that amount of money. That's just logical. If you didn't place an expectation in the first place, in other words, if the sky was the limit, then you wouldn't stop there. You wouldn't say, okay, check that off, I'm done. You would keep moving forward. You would keep expanding. You keep going endlessly, and therefore you make an endless amount of money. Hopefully you're doing it by helping an endless amount of people. You know, there are more people created every day. We're not running out of people. There are people who haven't heard of you, people who haven't accessed your services or the goods that you produce or whatever it is that you bring to this world. There are always going to be people who can use your goods and services or your knowledge or whatever it is you have who haven't used it before. Many people tend to limit themselves in this way when it comes to their income. They say, well, I expected that I would make X amount, and then when I hit that expectation, well, I became complacent. Well, if you become complacent, if you get to where you wanted to get and you're happy there, well, what happens? You don't make any more attempts. You don't attempt to move forward. You don't attempt to change anything. Now, this is a bit of a balancing act. You want to have goals. You want to set a goal of having X amount of money in the bank or reaching this many people, that many people, and increasing that. You want to have those goals. However, there shouldn't be an end to those goals. For example, if you have financial goals, you want to have 10,000 in the bank, and then 100,000, then 1 million, then 2 million, 3 million. Why would you stop at any point? Why wouldn't you just allow it to continue to grow? Now, this doesn't mean that you remain greedy. This means that you remain open to the possibility of expansion. Money is nothing more than a scoreboard. It allows you to see how much value you've added to the world. You've got to realize that the money that you get will be a reward for the value that you add, which brings me to another important point, which is you've got to charge what you're worth. You've got to get from the world your worth. You've got to pick a price. What are you worth? What's your time worth? Put that price tag on it and get that. That's going to allow you to start getting points on that scoreboard. When you ask for more, when you value yourself and ask for more, then you realize that you have to have the confidence to do that. When you have the confidence to do that, you've already won. If you don't get it from the person you're asking, you're going to get it from someone because you already have the confidence that it takes in order to make it happen, in order to manifest it. Now, if you continue to nurture that millionaire mindset in yourself, you're going to find that you're able to understand that you deserve to have what you're willing to fight for. When I say fight, I don't mean something negative. I mean to insist that you are worth it, because you are. And a lot of this happens as a natural process. For example, as you improve your skills, increase your knowledge, and gain more experience, you're going to gain more confidence, and you're also going to be perceived as more valuable. Now, I'm not talking about being egotistical, but you've got to have faith in yourself. If you know that you can back up what you're asking for with results, remember, people who are millionaire-oriented want to be paid based on the results, then ask for what you deserve. After all, everyone should get what they deserve. They should be rewarded for the value they're bringing to the world. And remember, when it comes to getting what you deserve, you can always negotiate. You deserve to earn and keep as much as possible of what you do earn. Rather than expecting to settle for what others will pay, how about understanding what you're really worth? Remember, if you settle, you miss out on what you can get. So if you're working for a wage, I encourage you to accept lower pay. If you're starting out, if you need something, need to get something going, that's fine. I'm not saying that you should hold out for something much greater than what you're being paid now. If you've got bills to pay and you're unemployed, I'm not suggesting that at all. What I am saying is that once you are earning enough to cover the necessities, then you can start to get picky and you can start to decide how much you're worth. And if an offer doesn't feel good to you, well, ask for a better offer. And remember, if the person you're asking or the group you're asking isn't willing to pay that well, if you're that confident and you know that you have the skill set to back it up and the track record to back it up, someone's going to pay that amount. I've had numerous offers to do many things, to make programs, to work with people, to do all sorts of things, but some of them I've turned down. Now, why is that? Well, first of all, I've got X amount of time. You can get more money, but you're not going to get more time. So there's X amount of time in one day. So if I want to do certain things, I've got to be choosy. I've got to choose how I'm going to spend my time. So I develop certain criteria. So my office understands now that if someone wants to work with me on a project, there are certain criteria. The main one is they've got to meet us halfway. They've got to have the ability to promote the idea just as well as we do. A lot of offers I get are from people who have the best intentions. They have wonderful ideas, but they don't have the means to promote them, and they want me and my office to do all of the work. Now, that's a wonderful concept, and I salute them for going for it, but what's got to be realized is that I value myself, and this is what I want to teach you. I want you to value yourself. If you've got something going for you at a certain level, and someone wants to work with you and they're not quite at that level, that's okay. I respect all humans, as you should, but you've got to realize that at a certain point, you've got to step it up. You've got to stop taking every single offer in life and start taking the ones that make sense for you. Start taking the ones that are going to enhance your life and the lives of others as much as possible. For example, a lot of times when people want to work with me, they don't have the reach that my office has to reach as many people. If I do a project with a person in that situation, then what we're going to find is that I reach all of the people who already know about me through my various means of social media and email contact and so forth. But the person who's in it with me reaches very few people. So what has happened? I haven't reached out to as many people as I could if I partnered with someone who had a much larger reach. So it's a matter of working efficiently, valuing yourself, and wanting to reach as many people as possible. But this, as I've said, comes with time. Initially, sometimes you need to do what you can to get your goods and services out there. If that's what you're doing, if that's what you're promoting, you need to do what you need to do in order to pay the bills. Sometimes you've just got to do things that you wouldn't do further down the line. Now, I'm talking about always being in integrity, of course. I'm just talking about taking offers that are not quite as stellar as you'd like them to be. They're not as awesome as you wish they were. That's the way it goes at the beginning, and that's okay. That's part of what makes success so wonderful, because you get to that point where you don't have to do that anymore, and that's a wonderful feeling, and you're moving in that direction. Now, in the next module, Module 7, we're going to talk about being smart with money. You've got to be smart with money. You're going to get money. Yes, that's the path you're on, but you've got to be smart with it. You can have all the income in the world, but if it's going right back out again, what does it matter? So we're going to talk about being smart with money in Module 7. So join me for that. I'm Dr. Steve G. Jones, hoping you have an outstanding day.